This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Elijah Moore is here. He's a guy we've spoken to a few times leading up to the draft, and we just kind of put a pin in it, just like we did several other positions, and said, hey, let's wait till the draft and see where we're at, see if he's still interested. If we took a guy in the first or second round, he's probably not too interested. But we didn't, and so we picked up those conversations over the weekend. He and his wife came up today and visited, and so we'll see. Nothing imminent today, anything like that, but a very good visit, and we'll see where that goes.
Bills GM Brandon Bean on One Bills Live there, confirming Elijah Moore's visit. No running back picked at all.
Nope.
A lot of teams without running back needs were doing it. The Bills may or may not think they have one, a need. They probably don't. But with or without any perceived James Cook concern, they stayed out of it. Man, running back. There were so many guys, as predicted. Day two, day three. It was kind of flooded.
Yeah. I kind of thought all along, if they were going to do something early, that then there's your warning that something's wrong. Them not doing it was very foreseeable. If anything, it could have been a flyer on Saturday late, like just any of these guys that they pick. But I don't know, like that depth chart, if Cook is to be, you know, assumed as here and ready to do what he did last year or some semblance thereof, that depth chart looks almost impenetrable to me.
As you were saying many times, why did they need to pick one at all?
Right.
John is next. Hi, John.
Hey, hello, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, you're welcome.
Great show. Yeah, thank you. And I just want to comment from the show this morning and a lot what you gentlemen have been talking about. First off, hats off to Jeremy and Joe from this morning for keeping their composure and their professionalism, considering the way that the Bills GM came out swinging. Some quick points. As far as the defense, I know we went really heavy defensively this year, but I think what point can't be lost is the big picture. Previous draft picks, as recent as last year with Wayne Carter, who was inactive, Kyrie Elam, who couldn't crack the starting lineup. So my take on going heavy on defense for this year, especially the secondary, makes sense because we're so poor. But we were so poor because of the moves that are made the past 3 or 4 years defensively that have not worked out. So I don't think Brandon Bean gets the pass for me on that because he's drafted poorly defensively the last handful of years. AJ Panessa, Boogie Basham. So now we're forced to redraft defensively 3 or 4 years later for the guys that failed previously. And one more point that I want to make as well. I'm not sure Brandon Bean, you know, I know he watched last year's Super Bowl and the Eagles defense was really solid, but I don't think he watched the Eagles offense. And A.J. Brown, first-round pick, Devontae Smith, first-round pick. He talked about Kelce today. He's a Hall of Famer. If I recall correctly, most teams that have won the Super Bowl have had at least one primary offensive target. Even the Patriots, not many receivers, but hey, Gronk's a Hall of Famer. And we don't have that. And I'm very frustrated as a Bills fan that the receiving core is so weak and there's been so little invested in it. And I think he's feeling the heat. He's feeling the pressure from the fan base. And, those are my points, guys.
Okay.
Thanks for my call, and have a good one.
Thanks, John.
Yep. I mean, I don't know. It stands to reason that he'd be feeling some heat. They've had a very smooth ride here, these guys. I mean, almost no real trouble. I mean, the odd thing here or there, sure. But they put fires out more than a lot of organizations, effectively more, I think, you know, as much as the Diggs thing was a thing, I feel like an organization like the Dallas Cowboys, that thing would have been, I mean, it would have been three tents full of circus performers. So they've been, you know, in their lane, so to speak. Not to say like they you know, they have to stay in it, but the just it's not a rough ride. And now we're here, you know, it's been five division titles in a row, and it's another elimination at the hands of the Chiefs. And yes, the receiver that you let the Chiefs draft in front of you had a better year than your guy. It makes sense. I mean, that they or he would be feeling a little more edgy because the fan base is edgy. I don't know where the owner is in all of this, but, you know, these jobs,
anyone.
Right. These jobs don't last forever, and they might feel over there like they got to win something more than they have won so far, at least an AFC title, to sort of earn the right to keep going. And so maybe that's manifesting itself in some way with being sort of snapping, if that's not too lazy a way to put it.
I think it's fair. Joe is next. Hi, Joe.
Hey, fellas, long-time listener, love the show. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. I was
listening this morning with Bean, and I don't find it the biggest reaction of the Bills draft weekend, by no means. It was surprising because it was uncharacteristic for Bean, but it makes you think how many years this was brewing. Hardly the worst soundbite NFL Zach has said. But to defend him real quick, we can all say what if and what not, but for argument's sake, if the Bills kept their first-round pick in 24 and drafted Xavier Worthy instead of Coleman in the second, if you compare Coleman's stats to a 17-game season Ed Worthy had, it's very similar, more similar. I mean, still 100 yards off, more receptions. But I feel like we'd still be saying the same thing about this wide receiver room this year. We have Worthy, the speed guy, but what about a big target in the end zone, someone Josh can throw fade outs to, for instance? Maybe that's supposed to be Kincaid. I don't know. Talking wide receiver, I mean, maybe Justin Shorter. My point being, we'd probably still make an argument that the wide receiver room could use a player with intangibles like Coleman. So I'm not going to give Bean a hard time for the call. He's sticking with his guys. Would a speedy third-round wide receiver this draft that Bean admitted they didn't find that deep really make the Bills' offense that much better than what they had last year? Realistically, probably not. So I like that there are expectations for Coleman. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it performs this season. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, Joe. If it's not unfair, what I would change about that is, and let's use Worthy, is how it ended. And that's not only his escalation down the stretch and through the playoffs, but it's the head-to-head. It's Worthy and Coleman on the same field in the AFC Championship, and one had a day. So I want to think of it a little bit more in the micro. The Bills almost definitely doing anything different in this draft, offense instead of defense, would not average 31 points a game next year. They were very fortunate on turnovers. It's not to say they weren't good, but both on offense and defense, field position, like they weren't so bad on defense either. They were losing a lot, and they still put up that number. They weren't chasing, and they still did it. It's going to be tough to replicate that. That isn't much to say. So what I want, whoever, Luther Burden, one of my guys. Why do I want Luther Burden instead of another defensive lineman? Because in that game next time, I have a better chance of making that play. I don't know who I have that's actually good, and who I have that I'm going to want to throw the ball to next time when I need to drive to beat Kansas City. Is it going to be Kincaid again? We just did that. Maybe, you know, when Sal ran down the list, everybody had an injury excuse. Okay, we've done that before. You know, that's maybe what I would do, not to say Sal, but that's maybe what I would do if I were the team. It's like, actually, he had an elbow. Actually, he had, I'm not saying it's not true necessarily. It's just like, okay, Kincaid, Coleman, yet to be good in the NFL. Samuel, just okay, and who knows where he's at. Palmer, just okay, and you didn't add to it. And if it's Amari Cooper, somehow, again, same. If it's Elijah Moore, same. So whether it's because of a commitment or a perceived lack of commitment at the position or just the choices you made at the position, do you have it? Do you have the sauce? And in Worthy, it looks like the Chiefs do, not to mention Rice from the year before.
Right. Yeah, when I said a few minutes ago, I'm not worried about how they score points, right? A caller used that phrasing. Like, it doesn't matter how they get their points. And I don't care how they get their points. What I care about is whether it's repeatable or not. Okay, and look, I know it's sports. I mean, there's always going to be variables and things that change. But the turnover stuff is a real thing that you should not expect to have. Look, you can expect to concentrate on it and do your work on it and think that gives you enough of an edge that you're going to be better at it than the average donkey. Okay, great. Are you going to be so great at it like you were last year to only turn it over 8 times and take it away as much as you did? Like, that can really trim the margins to me of what they were on offense and how they managed to accomplish all that they accomplished statistically on offense without this one player, this witch. And again, look, I'm not delusional to think that they were going to find that guy in the fourth round of this draft, but you do avail yourself of the opportunity to get a guy that outplays his draft status, maybe even right away.
Right. They definitely won't this way.
If you pick one, but if you don't, you're just stuck. Stuck isn't the right way to put it. You're not giving yourself that chance. And that, I think, is a lot of it. Like, I appreciate that they have scoreboard right now on the wins, on the division titles, and even on the offense and points scored. But is that bankable, or as bankable as you would feel comfortable with? That's really it. Because what is bankable truly, right?
Allen.
Right. But I think more, you got to keep going. And I don't know. I just really was surprised to hear him so defensive, I think, is what I want about it.
Let's see. Adam next. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
So I listened to this morning, and I'm surprised no one brought this part of the interview up. Toward the end of the interview, Bean was basically, I'm siding with Jeremy on this and the media, because he said there's only one football. And then he brings up the fact that it's hard to satisfy, and that position, implying the wide receiver position, is hard to satisfy. It sounds like, A, he's gun-shy about finding a top wide receiver, and two, it sounds like this whole Diggs situation is living rent-free in his head by saying that comment. That's what that says to me, and to take it out on the media, like, all due respect, guys, like, you know, he's the Buffalo Bills GM. He needs to hold himself a little better than that, than just coming down on a couple radio DJs. Like, I think it's a little weird how he came across. I don't know if he just woke up on the wrong side of the bed. That's what he sounded like, but that's my opinion. Okay. I'd like to hear what you guys have to say.
Thanks, Adam. I don't think about Diggs at all. I mean, that was an alpha that he traded for, and that went extremely well. So he hasn't been, gun shy? Historically, at that was trading a first round pick for a guy that you want to make your number one, and he was correct in thinking that would happen. It was a good bet. I think it's been it's just right in fit with everything since Joe Brady took over. Like, it's power football now. I thought going into last season, that's how they would play because it worked for them when Brady took over the previous year. It is what they did, and it went very well. Even in the playoffs, they averaged 29 points a game in 3 games against great teams. So never were they going to consider that a failure. Defense, more need, et cetera, et cetera. Do they – this is an opinion. I think the answer is clearly no. Do they recognize wide receiver as – one of the most important positions in the sport, maybe as high as second? Apparently not, because what Bean gave you today was never, ever were they going to pick one in the first 2 days of this draft. Like, I'm sick of hearing about it. It was not going to happen. We needed other things more. We're trying to build a team here, not play fantasy. By the way, fantasy is an easy mark. Anything having to do with stats is, fantasy football. If he actually had thought about it, and maybe he did, The fantasy point is we don't have it doesn't have to be one guy that you can start in your lineups.
Just more guys.
Like last year's team, again, was successful as a team that did not have that. You didn't want to start any of them except for Cook and Allen. So Look at the money. We're going to talk about this a lot. It's already kind of been, we thought, played out, but nope. Hey, let the fan the flames again. Look at the money they have invested at their receiver. It's a lot. It's not the most. Samuel and Palmer and Shakir, I didn't mean to leave him out before. I think he is good. I don't think he's great. Coleman with the draft status. Knox, don't forget about that contract either. That's a skill position, isn't it?
I believe that is correct, yes.
803-0550. We'll keep rolling. Mike Shope and the Bulldog. Thanks for listening to WGR.